This goes to Dr. Ernest. Fax is 989-466-5956. Regarding Jacob Olson, O-L-S-O-N, date of birth 11/3/1992. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a video telemedicine visit for Mr. Olson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and a renal transplant, August 22nd of 2018, a history of FSGS and hypertension. His last visit was August 3rd of 2021. He's been doing well. He actually works full-time in the summer at a local fruit stand on M46, and it gets very busy there. He has put on 19 pounds during the winter months, but generally will take them off again in the summer, he states. Since his last visit, he did receive two of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. He was going to get the third recommended shot, but then got ill with COVID illness between Christmas and New Year's and was sick for about 3 weeks. He actually did not take any monoclonal antibodies. He just rested, recovered, and within 4 weeks, he was feeling back to normal. Otherwise, he's had no significant other problems. No kidney transplant tenderness. He takes all of his immunosuppressants on time and as directed, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine output is adequate without cloudiness or blood. He has edema of the lower extremities without open areas or redness, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, and no claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the Myfortec 180 milligram, 3 tablets twice a day, and he also takes Benazepril 10 milligrams daily. He had been taking that. He has been holding it at times with dizziness. Lasix is 40 milligram daily. He takes iron, Pravacol, and B-E-L-A-T-A-C-E-P-T infusions every 28 days. Physical exam, the only vital sign he could get for us today was weight, and it was 349 pounds. The patient appears in good health, color is good. He's alert, oriented, cheerful, and cooperative on video. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 7th of 2022. And his creatinine is stable at 2.0, sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 3.5, calcium 9.6, albumin is 4.4, hemoglobin 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, history of cadaveric renal transplant in 2018, history of Alport disease, and he's high-risk medications secondary to the immunosuppressants. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.